Shalom and welcome to Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority. I'm Rabbi Kurt Landry.
欢迎收听古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列，我是拉比柯兰卓。
I want to talk to you about something that all believers struggle with. I know I do and you do, and I want to talk about surrender.
我想和你谈谈所有信徒可能都在挣扎的事情。我知道你和我都有过这样的挣扎，我们一起来谈谈降服于神这件事。
You know, in the last podcast, we talked about hope deferred, and we found out that really what happens when your hope is deferred, the reason the heart grows sick is because you feel disconnected from the tree. So to say, there's no sap, nutrition, or energy.
你知道，上一个信息中我们讨论了所盼望的延迟。当你所盼望的延迟时，真正会发生什么呢？心的生病是因为你与生命树脱节，所以没有了运输营养的液体，也没有了营养和能量。
But yet in the surrender process, when there is no like experience of God's presence or an experience of results of what you prayed for, asked for, believing for, when you're in those places that you would call like a wilderness of a dry time, and the Lord is kind of prompting you to, hey, the way out of this is to surrender to the process.
但就降服这个过程来说，当你觉得没有经历神的同在，或没有得到你所祷告相信的结果时，你在旷野的干旱期，主会提醒你，摆脱这种情况的方法是降服于这个过程。
We need a word from the Lord, and I'm going to bring that word to hopefully maybe help you and comfort you if you're one of those people that is waiting on something that the Lord promised and it hasn't manifest, or you don't even see it on the horizon. And what do I do during that, while I'm in the waiting room, waiting on my promise to come, so to say?
我们需要神的话语。如果你正是那些在等待主的应许，但还未看到果效，甚至一点都没有看到迹象的人之一，我想把从神而来的话语带给你，希望能帮助和安慰你。
对。So the first question you sent in here is, believers in Christ, as we are called to live a surrendered lifestyle where we constantly crucify our flesh and come into agreement with the Holy Spirit that lives within us.
你们在这里提到的第一个问题是，我们跟随耶稣的信徒被呼召过一种降服的生活方式，我们不断地将我们的肉体钉在十字架上，然后顺服住在我们里面的圣灵，并与他达成一致。
Can you share a real example where believers lived to testify after difficult surrender?
你能分享一个关于信徒在他非常艰难的一次降服之后的真实生活的见证吗？
I would say probably the most difficult surrender, and I can't go too personal with this, but I'll
我会举一个可能确实是最困难的关于降服的见证，但是我会匿名。
Christy and I have a spiritual son that got sick with cancer and in his 30s passed away.
克里斯蒂和我有一个属灵的儿子，他得了癌症，30多岁就去世了。
And everyone was believing for him to be completely and totally healed.
每个人都相信他会完完全全的痊愈。
People we know, great people of faith, people with healing gifts, and you know, came and prayed and believed, and we had prophetic words that, you know, he would live, and then he passed away.
我们所认识的人，有信仰的伟人，有医治恩赐的人，都来为他祷告，并且我们也发预言他会活着，但他最后去世了。
And so how do you make that adjustment? How do you, and because you're asking here,How do you surrender to God's choice of the situation that he's not here?
那么在这种情况下要如何做出调整？如何在你认为神没有同在的情况下降服于神所做出的选择呢？
And many of us laid hands, prayed, believed, prophesied that he was going to live, And now it's kind of like, okay, is like God's word not true? Are we false prophets? Did we do it wrong? And, you know, all these questions come up.
我们当中的很多人为他按手祷告，相信并且发预言他会活下去。但从现在来看，神的话难道不是真的吗？我们难道是假先知吗？我们哪里做错了吗？你知道，所有的这些问题都出现了。
And I would say that in ministry, this was probably one of the most difficult things that we have ever been through, to where we had to surrender to the Lord, that the Lord knows better than we do.
我想说，在事工中，这可能是我们经历过最困难的事情之一，以至于我们必须降服于神，神比我们更清楚。
But you have to realize that through the grieving process and all the adjustments of somebody that is really active in your life, and you're having to fill those roles and responsibilities and the things that they used to do.
你必须要意识到，在经历悲伤的过程中，你需要为这些在生命中原本非常活跃的人突然消失而做出调整。你必须要填补这些原本的角色以及他所承担的责任，他在过去所做的事情。
That, how do you get to a place where you're at peace, where we're at peace with it, and the other family members this involves, where everyone's at peace now?This has been about 3 years, but everybody's at peace with God's choice now.
那么你需要怎样调整到内心重新恢复平静的状态？如何与这件事情和平相处呢？我们包括这位年轻人的家人以及所有参与到这件事情当中的每一个人，现在都非常平静。这件事情已经过去三年了。但每个人都对神的选择很平静。
But how did we get there?
但是我们是如何做到的呢？
So first of all, you really have to hear a word from the Lord.
首先，你真的必须听神跟你说话。
And probably one of the most powerful things that has happened to me personally and others, that we have seers, and I'm a seer in the house.
这可能是发生在我个人和其他人身上最大有能力的事情之一。我们之中是有先知的，我也是家里的先知。
And we actually saw this individual in the courts of heaven in the great cloud of witnesses.
我们实际上在天上的法庭和云彩般的见证人之中看到过这个年轻人。
And I can remember the first time I've actually seen him 3 times.In the courts of heaven, and he's healthy, he's robust, but he just shines with this glory and this peace.
我记得我在天上的法庭见过他三次，他很健康强壮，他闪耀着神的荣耀，并且十分平静。
And so you have to ask the Lord, and sometimes you have to wait for that healing of the grieving process to go through, so you kind of have to just go through a season. And for me personally with this, it was about a 2-year season where I just had to surrender it, saying, Lord, I'm choosing not to make a choice of what I think about this.
你必须求主，有时候你必须等待神来医治这个悲伤的过程，你需要经历这样的季节。对于我个人来说，这是大约2年之久的季节。我不得不降服于主。我对他说，关于如何看待这个事情，我不再做出选择。
I'm going to choose to trust you. I'm going to surrender my right to know why it went this way.
我会选择相信神。我要放弃我对事情的知情权。就是我不再想知道这个事情为什么会这样了。
So that was the surrender.
所以这个就是顺服。
And that was the surrender for Christy and this young man's parents.
这也是我的妻子克里斯蒂和这个年轻人父母的降服。
And one of the questions you ask here, can you share some painful memories where you had somebody in your ministry or close to you, where it took a deep work of surrender, and ultimately you had to walk away, like, and some people walk away from God.
你在这里问的另外一个问题是，你能分享和你有亲密关系的人的一些痛苦的回忆吗？比如说，对于一件事情，我们可能需要深深的降服，但最终有些人却因为没有办法接受这个结果而远离了神。
In this situation, there's people that could have said, God doesn't heal today, he's passed away, and I'm not going to walk away from God. Now, I can tell you in this situation, and a lot of people knew this young man and loved him, but nobody went down that road.
在这种情况下，有些人可能会说，神现在不医治人了。这个年轻人去世，但是对我而言，我却不会因此而离开神。我可以告诉你们，很多人都认识这个年轻人，并且大家都很爱他，但没有人走上这一条远离神的路。
But after we started having multiple visions and seeing him there, the Lord reminded me, and I had forgotten. So probably after around the 2-year period, the Lord said to me, he said, do you want to know what happened? And I said, yes, Lord. I surrendered my right to know, but I want to know what happened with this young man.
在我们当中开始有很多个意象都看到这个年轻人在天上之后，主大概在2年之后提醒了我，我自己甚至都忘记了。主对我说，你想知道发生了什么吗？我说，是啊，主，我听着呢。我虽然放弃了知情权，但是我非常想知道这个年轻人身上到底发生了什么事。
Within the 5 days before he passed, I was there almost every day.
在这个年轻人去世前的5天里，我几乎每天都在那里。
I remember one day we came in to visit, and this would have been probably a day or two before he actually passed. And he was just shining.
我记得有一天我们去探望他，这大概是他真正去世前的1-2天，我们看到的他正在发光。
Now, he had lost a bunch of weight. He was sick. He was jaundiced. All the things you do when you're in hospice care.
当时他因为生病瘦了很多黄疸，并且我们能做的就是一些关于临终关怀的事。
But I'm telling you, he never, and I've known him most of his life, he never looked more alive even though his body was sick.Because he was full of the presence of God.
但是我告诉你们，我认识了他大半辈子，即使当时他的身体是生病的，但是我从未看到他如此的活着。他充满了神的同在。
And I had forgotten that. And the Lord said, remember that day when you came?
神问我，你还记得你去的那一天吗？
And I said, yeah, I came. And I remember I went into his bedroom and...I asked him how he was doing, and he wouldn't say anything. He just smiled at me.
我说是的，我记得那天我走进了他的卧室，我问这个年轻人说，你怎么样呀？他什么也不说，只是对我笑了笑。
And I thought, oh my gosh. And I knew it in the inner witness, because I've had experience when I got saved of being with Jesus.And I felt that same way like when I got saved in the bathtub. I'm going, oh my gosh.
我心想
And I asked him, I said, did Jesus come? And he just shook his head up and down and said, yes. And he goes, and he's got this.
我心想，我的天哪，我在心里深深地知道，因为我曾经有过和耶稣在一起并且得救的经历。当时我也有同样的感觉，我问年轻人说，耶稣来过吗？他只是上下摇头说，是的。耶稣说他能搞定这些。
He wasn't not talking to me because he had strength to speak, but he was so in the glory that the glory was speaking louder than any words that he could articulate.
他不是不和我说话， 他其实有力气说话，但是他是如此的在神的荣耀中，荣耀比他能表达的任何话语都要响亮。
Lord told me this. He said, and this was years later, like this, he said, I gave this young man a choice that day. Miraculously heal you, or you can come and be with me. He made a choice to be with the Lord.
这是很多年之后的事情。神告诉我，他说那天我给了年轻人两个选择。第一个选择是，我可以奇迹般的医治你，或者你可以来和我在一起。最后，这个年轻人选择了与神在一起。
Because he was so radiating the glory and the power of God that the miracle of everything healing in his body, it was there.
因为这个年轻人身上散发着神的荣耀和能力，以至于一切在他身体里医治的奇迹就在那里。
But the love of God was so strong, and I've had this happen with a couple other people, to where once they have been with Jesus, this happened with my dad's wife with Nana.
一旦人与耶稣在一起，神的爱就会如此的强烈。我也遇到过其他的人。经历过这种事情，这也发生在我的母亲和我奶奶身上。
We went down to Florida, same thing, went in the room, here she is, she's, you know, was doing really bad, and she looks like she's like healed, and she's glory.
当时我们在佛罗里达，也是同样的状况，我们在一个房间里，我的奶奶在那里看上去非常的糟糕，但是她看上去像是被治愈了，她散发着荣耀。
And she said,I love him so much. And I said to Nana, I said, I thought you were talking about my dad. She goes, no, him. She says, please tell your father that I told him I want to be with him now. And she passed the next day.
她说我非常的爱他。我一开始以为他在说我的爸爸。我奶奶说不是的，我是在说神。也请你告诉你的父亲，我现在想和神在一起。第二天，我的奶奶就去世了。
And with this young man, he passed the next day.
至于这个年轻人，第二天他也去世了。
So I had to go for 2 years with this situation where I had to surrender my right, even as a quote minister, and as this young man's rabbi, I and a spiritual father.
所以我不得不在这两年处理这个状况，即使我是这个年轻人的事工，也是这个年轻人的拉比，以及我作为他属灵的父亲，我也不得不放弃我的权利。
I had to surrender for 2 years to say, Lord, I don't know. And now I know.
我不得不降服两年才能说，神啊，当时我不知道，但是现在我知道了。
BecauseWhen I see him in the courts of heaven, in the great cloud of witnesses, he's not only got that same glow that he had that day, but his face is filled out. He's young, he's robust, he's got that Shekinah glory. I saw him standing next to one of my heroes, the Apostle Paul, and I've seen him with King David.
因为当我在天上的法庭和云彩中的见证人中看到这个年轻人时，他不仅得到了那天同样的光芒，并且他的脸被填满了。他很年轻健壮，他披戴着神的荣耀。我看见他站在我的英雄，也就是使徒保罗的旁边。我也见过他和大卫王在一起。
And I know why. Because I was his rabbi.Why he chose to go and not stay. And that brought peace. And that's why, for all of us who are involved with this, are at peace now.
我知道为什么这个年轻人选择离开而不留下了，因为我是他的拉比，所以我知道，而且这也让我的心平静。这也就是为什么所有参与这件事当中的人现在都处于平静的状态。
Because we were able to surrender our right to the Lord to say, I don't look for an answer, I'm looking to you.
因为我们能够把我们说话的权利交给神， 我们不寻找答案，我们就看向神。
You're the only answer. So I never sought the answer, but after seeking him, one day, as I just shared, very personal.
神才是唯一的答案，所以我从来没有自己寻求过答案，而是在寻求神之后的某一天才得知了答案。我在这里和你分享了这样如此 私人的见证。
I just surrendered. And when you surrender everything to him because you trust him.
我只是降服了。当你降服时，你把一切都交托给神，因为你信任他。
The questions you have here is, why is surrender such an important part of understanding your identity?
你们在这里遇到的另外一个问题是，为什么降服是理解我们在神里面的身份的重要环节呢？
I'm going to go to Romans 6 and 6. Paul says, knowing this, that the old man was crucified with him.That the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
我们一起来看罗马书第六章的第六节。保罗说，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
See, part of sin, and this is hard.
看到罪的一部分是很困难的。
Listen, this inner healing that I received, I lost my mother at 22 years old. I was never more angry at God. I wasn't saved. She was my hero, my best friend. At 22 years old, she's gone.
我在我22岁那一年失去了母亲。当时我从未有过的对神生气，因为他没有治愈我的母亲。我的母亲是我的英雄，是我最好的朋友，但是在我22岁那一年，她却走了。
Told me that she was right with God, she said, and I trust you with the family because I was the firstborn son and all that type of stuff, but I was angry for a long time until I got saved and I surrendered.
我的母亲说她知道神的意思，她和神也很好，但我当时却不明白这一点。母亲和我说，我把我的家庭托付给你，因为你是我的头生儿子，以及所有类似的话。但是我还是生气了很久，直到我得救，我才降服于神。
So when my old man, the angry young man from Los Angeles, who literally wanted to go to the hospital,in my mind, and grab one of the doctors and just beat the tar out of him, you know?
当救我，也就是那个来自洛杉矶的愤怒的年轻人，在我的记忆里，我非常想冲去医院，抓住其中一位医生，暴揍他一顿。
Now I realize those doctors did the best they could do. It was her time. But I missed her so much.
现在我意识到那些医生其实已经尽了最大的努力，这就是我母亲在这个世界上的时间，但我自己实在是太思念她了。
But when you put away the sin of pride, which says, I can't surrender, I have to know, you have to, when you demand answers from God and you demand understanding without seeking to labor for it,then what happens is that pride is the sin that separates you from ever finding your peace.
有时候你会容易挣扎于必须想知道事情为什么会这样，但这会陷入不能降服于神，把自己的骄傲驾临于神之上的罪。当你和神要求自己要的答案，却不花力气去寻求神，然后会发生的是，你的骄傲会让你和真正的平安分开。
And I have great peace now because I've seen my mother in that great cloud of witnesses, one of my best cheerleaders in heaven.
我现在就有极大的平安，因为我在云彩般的见证人中看到我的母亲，她是我在天堂最好的啦啦队队长。
And I have great peace because I don't fear death.
我有极大的平安，因为我不怕死。
Because we're all going to instantly at our last breath be with the ones that we've lost that are saved. That's why it's so important that you are saved.
因为我们都会在最后一口气时与我们失去的那些得救的人立即在一起。这就是为什么得救是如此的重要。
Question here is, why is forgiveness such a battle in surrender? And why is it important for us to forgive?
你的另外一个问题是，为什么在降服的过程中，宽恕是如此艰难的征战，并且对我们来说又是如此的重要？
Well, I know since we kind of went down this path is, you know, you can get angry at God.
我知道自从我们走上这条路，有很多种情况下你可能都会对神生气。
I've been angry at God. I try not to stay there, but if I don't understand something, then I have to work through it.
我经常会对神生气，但我选择尽量不待在那里。如果我不明白某件事情，那么我必须要克服它。
But you don't want to stay angry at God or anybody else. You have to operate in forgiveness. Because what forgiveness does is forgiveness brings you back to that place where you can have that sound mind.
你不想对神或者任何其他人生气，因为你必须选择去饶恕，因为饶恕能够让你的头脑清醒。
But if you're operating in revenge and anger and wrath and you know, they did this to me and now I want to get back at them.
但是如果你想要报复生气，在愤怒中行动，比如有些人对我做了一件事情，现在我想报复他。
I've seen it in Israel where a family has lost a soldier and they choose to forgive the enemy and walk in that forgiveness, and I watch the peace come into the household.
我在以色列看到过这种情况，一个家庭失去了一名以色列士兵，但他们选择饶恕敌人，并走在饶恕之中。我看到平安降临在他们的家庭里。
I've done enough pastoring over the years to know that forgiveness and surrender of answers and just trust God is the only real healing for grief.
这些年来，我已经做了足够多的牧养工作，以至于让我知道，只要相信神、宽恕和降服于自己、寻求答案，才是治愈悲伤的唯一的真正的办法。
Another question you have here is when we do not walk in full surrender to finish the work of the cross as a daily act of devotion, how do we open ourselves up for attack from the enemy?
另一个问题是，当我们在灵修时没有完全降服于神，我们如何迎接敌人的攻击呢？
How does life circumstances teach us if we refuse to allow the word to prune us?
如果我们拒绝让神的话语来修剪我们，我们所处的生活环境将会给我们怎样的教训呢？
You know, this isn't a sprint. Spiritual life is not a sprint, it's a marathon.
属灵生活并不是冲刺，而是一场马拉松。
This is a long haul. You have
这是一个漫长的过程。
You have to prepare yourself like an athlete. That's what Paul was saying.
你必须像运动员一样做好准备，保罗也是这样说的。
I'm very careful to not share my own personal devotional life because anyone says, well, if that works for him, then I'll just do that.
我自己而言，对于我个人的灵修生活，我一直抱着很谨慎的态度来和大家分享，因为很多人听了会觉得，哇，这如果对他有用，那样，那么我照着做，也可能对我有用吧。
I drink coffee and I spend X amount of time every day with the Lord. And most of it is seeking the Lord, like, Lord, what do you want me to do this day? What are you doing? And then and the next question is quite simple for me is, what's in it? What's in me? If
我在每天喝咖啡的时候都会花额外的时间与神在一起，而且大部分的时间就是求问神，神，今天你想要我做什么呢？然后另外一个问题就是，主啊，我的里面有什么？
known or unknown, search me or know me, Lord.
不管是知道或者未知，请你寻找我并且检查我的心。
That would contaminate me from doing the assignment you're giving me today. What is that?
如果有阻碍我完成今天你给我的任务的事情，那会是什么呢？
And then what I do is I confess it to the Lord. This is just me in my office is where I fellowship with the Lord at the house.
然后我所做的就是去向神认罪。我的办公室就是我单独与神遇见的地方。
And I ask the Lord to forgive me, and he does.
我请求神来饶恕我，他也做到了。
It's kind of like Moses with the children of Israel in the desert, and God said, I remember that you're but flesh. I'm disappointed, but I understand that you're just flesh.
这有点像摩西和以色列人在沙漠中行走。神说，我记得你们经历的一切，但我很失望。但是我知道你们也只是人。
I think the pride of taking yourself too serious can really...make it difficult to surrender.
我认为把自己看得太重要的这种骄傲真的会让人很难降服。
And your question about when we do not walk in full surrender to the finished work of the cross.
重新回到你们的问题，当我们没有完全降服于神在十字架上完成的工作时，我们如何迎接敌人的攻击呢？
Can I say it this way? I don't think you or I, maybe you will, I don't think we'll ever walk totally in the finished work of the cross. I think it's so exponential, so big.
我不认为我们曾经一直都完全的走在十字架上完成的工作中，因为人真的很渺小，但是神却是无法测度的。
I think it's like...You know, when the Lord says he loves us like the sands of the sea, that's a pretty good example. His devotion for us is like the sands of the sea.
我想这就像神说，他爱我们就像大海的沙子一样多。这就是一个很好的例子。神对我们的付出就像大海的沙子一样。
Man, just spend a little time at the beach and you just look at one beach and if you think of all the sand of the whole earth...that's not comprehensible.
当你在一个海滩上待一会儿，你只看到一个沙滩，但是你并不能把它理解成整个地球所有的沙子都在这里了，这是不能理解的。
So I think the finished work of the cross is a journey, and I believe that we have books and workmanship that are in the heaven according to the book of Ephesians.And I think our goal is to hear, well done, good and faithful servant.
所以我认为我们要完成在十字架上神让我们做的工作，对我们来说是一段很漫长的旅程。我相信根据以弗所书，我们原是神的工作，在主基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备我们，叫我们行的。我认为我们的目标就是听到神的话语，把它很好的行出来，做神善良而忠实的仆人。
And I think the key to surrender is, Lord, I surrender to your will and your calling in my life. That through the transforming of your identity of Christ in me, that's my hope and glory.
我认为降服于神的关键是和神祷告说，主啊，我顺服你的旨意，并在你所呼召我的命定中。神，求你转变我，成为我在基督里真正的身份。这也就是我的盼望和荣耀。
That even though I'll have hope deferred at times, and my heart might grow sick, I will not quit climbing the mountain of my identity in you, because you paid for me.
即使我有时候所盼望的延迟，我的心也会生病，但是我不会放弃寻求在主基督耶稣里的身份，因为耶稣为我付上了代价。
You called me, you chose me, and I decree and declare right now that you are the author and the finisher of my faith.
你呼召我，你拣选了我，我现在就宣告，你就是为我们的信心创始成终的神。
And I trust you that you know what you got when you called me. But I need your help.
我相信你知道你呼召我要做什么，但我需要你的帮助。
I don't trust me, Lord.
主啊，我不相信我自己。
And I don't trust other people. I can work with other people. I can learn from other people. I can even submit to other people. But, oh Lord, ultimately, my only 100% trust is in you.
我不相信其他人。虽然我可以和其他人一起工作，也可以向其他人学习，我甚至可以顺服别人，但是神啊，归根结底，我唯一100%的信靠是你。
And I trust that fact that you called me and chose me, and I trust you to finish it. So,
我相信神你呼召了我并选择了我，我相信你会完成我这件被你创造的作品。
Lord, search me and know me.For I desire that truth in my inward part, that I might bring honor and glory to you. And Lord, it's my desire and my will.
所以神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，因为我的内心渴望真理。我把荣耀归给你，神啊，这就是我的意愿和我的渴望。
With these ancient principles and kingdom authority, that I'll hear, well done, good and faithful servant.
有了这些古老的圣经原则和天国的权柄，神啊，我会听你所说的话，并且行善行，做善良而忠实的仆人。神祝福你们，平安。